Okay, Rosa. Okay. Okay, we're continuing in Yana Kiddush, Hilchos Kiddush Levana, packet number 7. So a little from this month's Kiddush Levana. So here, the fellows that davened in the earlier minyan, they were Mekadesh Levana on Motzoi Shabbos. And they got the Levana. Those that went to the minyan I go to, which starts an hour after Shkia, so that the time that we were ready to Mekadesh Levana, there was no Levana left. So we did it last night. And the nafkamina was that those that did it on Motzai Shabbos, they got the heater of Motzai Shabbos, but they didn't get, as Rav Harari pointed out, they didn't get the heater of Yosef Jikatilia waiting the 7 days. But if you did the Kiddush Levana on Sunday night, you didn't get the heater of Motzai Shabbos, but you got the heater of Rav Yosef Jikatilia awaiting Zayin Yomim from the So I was Mekadesh Levana last night, and we got the Zayin Yomim, but we didn't get Motzei Shabbos, and the people who did Motzei Shabbos got the Motzei Shabbos, but it was still before the Zayin Yomim. So that was the update from the Kiddush Levana. Okay. What? No, Motzei Shabbos was not. It's not Zayin Shvat, it's from the Moilad. So. Right, so it wasn't, as Rabbi Harari pointed out, it wasn't seven.
No, but it's from the Moilad, I think.
It would have been Rabbi Harari, when we sat by the calendar together, it would have been Sunday, it would have been like 4 o'clock in the morning, I think, or something like that. It would have been to have the Zion. But Motzai Shabbos was not before the Zion, from the Molad of 4 o'clock in the morning. Zion Meis Leis, yeah. So
the mother was Sunday 3 shots and 11 minutes.
So 7 hours earlier.
It's not
the
time zone, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, right. Seven hours.
New York is in the time zone.
Right.
And it's clear to me, right? Like, as well as the region.
We'll see. We have to learn more. Okay. So it's interesting, if you look, the first page here is the Sefer told us on the Mechava from the Rabbeinu Rukam. So he also has this din. On Masai Mevarchim al Levana, Tismala Piki Masa, Vizo Tazayin Yomim Lachodesh, Peresh Lachatchila, Sarach Levarach Chodim Yashar Yavru Zayin Yomim Menachodesh. So the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's interesting that he also, he writes this din of what the Mechaber, we found from the Mechaber. It's interesting that it's in Rabbeinu Yerucham, because the Mechaber quotes it from Rav Yosef Jikatilia. Here he's saying, "Lachatchila tzarich levarach." Oh, I'm sorry, 1 second. No, he's saying do the opposite. No, I'm saying it incorrectly. Let me start again. He says, "Lachatchila tzarich levarach kodim." Right. The Rav Yosef Jikatilia thing was about it afterwards. He says, "Lachatchila tzarich levarach kodim sheyavru zayin yomim menachot." Just the opposite. He's saying that lachatchila you should have to do it before Zayin Yomim Menachodesh, because this way you'll get both shitas. In other words, he's not working with Yosef Jikatilia at all. He's saying So clearly, should try to be Yotzei Kol Hadeis in the Gemara. And therefore, according to one day in the Gemara, once 7 days passes, that's too late. So even though we might paskin Tazayin, as he says, with Lachatchila, everyone, you should try to be Yotzei both Shitas. So that's one Likud that he says. And then he says another halacha that we haven't seen yet. We'll talk about Kasa Medrash Ein Mevarchem Alavana El Balayla. That's another interesting halacha. Yeah, so you have to do it Balayla. And we have to discuss this because we want to get potential hanoa from the. So the question is, so how much do you have to wait for Kiddush Levana, you know, to say you're getting hanoa? How many minutes of the Laila? And then the more fascinating question is, what about after Alos HaShachar the next day? It could be still very dark outside of Alos HaShachar. So maybe if the moon is there, maybe you can be able to, and now technically that's considered Yom. Alos HaShachar is Yom Gomer. L'chatchila, we wait till Netzachama, but it's still considered Yom Gomer. So we're going to discuss later in the packet whether you can make Kiddush Levana the next morning, meaning when it's still very dark, but it's technically Alos HaShachar. Is that permissible or not?
It's ma'akev, if it's done during the day, it'll be in the morning at daytime, it's ma'akev?
Oh, so that's what we have to see. Is it ma'akev? Yes, he says, Eim v'chum el b'layla. Shemim asa yarech l'maladim. Chasub se... Yeah. So we'll see about that. Then, there's a sefer, Kan Aaron. Now the famous Kan Aaron that most of us have heard is by Rev Aaron Wolkin. That's, you know, the famous Wolkin family. Rebbetzin Kellmer from West Hempstead, from that Mishpacha Wolkin, by Talmud Avram Levitt, Robin Pinsk of Aaron Walken. So I was looking at this Kan Aaron. I have it on my table. It's one of my Talmidim, this is a great grandson. He gave me a free copy. I keep it on my table in the library. I was looking, I couldn't find it. And then I decided to see the other Kan Aarons. So this is from Gedol Chachmei Dayani Kushta. Yes, exactly. It's from the Lefnei Chamesh Me'el Shana. This Kan Aaron was it's a different Kan Aaron. So it was reprinted, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. He has Simchav Ches. And the question is, Imroi Levarach Alvana Shehi Me'onenes Olo. Sarach Lo Me'onenes in the footnote. In other words, a cloudy day. M'chusa Ba'ananim. So we saw from the Sefer Yeshua that if you could see the light, even though you don't see the light, that's good enough. So he is asking... We'll see, something maybe similar. So he says, on one hand, you could say it's on the Chiddush HaLevana. So if it's on the Chiddush HaLevana, maybe you don't have to care about the light. You could say, see the Levana. So he says, so that's his question.
You need someone, you can't say, if you see the Levana early in the evening, you can't say during the daytime.
Well, but you're assuming preconceived notions. He's looking at it without, you're just saying it based on what we know, what the halakha might be. But he's asking from the source of the Shas and Poskim, is there, what's the, So he quotes some of the sources we've seen already. Ein mevarchim al yareach ad sheti ispasem oro. How much is the ha'ir aspect? I mean, we've discussed it when we talked about the Sefer Yeshua and this, and how much is it just the chiddush halavana? So he says that, page 5, the second paragraph on the right side, Yesh Alav Yerayim Yehid Brachas, Perek Eilu Dvarim, Eim Bevarchim Alaner Et Sheyosu La'oro, right, by Bari Mara Esh. Avagav Derav Yehuda Kamar Lo Sheyosu Mamish, Mikol Mokam Rav Ad Hilchas HaKavase Amar Yehosu La'oro Mamish. So you really have to be able to get Hana. Drikas Haner al Hanas Haor. The Medrash says, "We know Adam Harishon Shaor Niver B'Motzei Shabbos Kidei Alhoi Lo Shechoshav Olo Choshav Vado Vafal Pish Adam Roed Neir Tzarech Shair Shinasin La Orom Chaim Brikas Erech Im Eimo Or Eimo Varachalav." Okay, because the pasuk says, "Vitei Lokim Rikiyah Shemayim Lhoir Alo Arts." So he says, so it's mashu that, it's a din l'hoyer al arts. V'yesh od l'avi rai mehi de perek eil trefa, shetit kitrika halavan of armor yev shal l'shnei melochim nishnamish pekesa echad, perish or echad, yarech guf chashuch kikam ala or me ha-shemesh, kimoshi yadu ala balai ha-chochma, right? L'chayt amru, p'nei moshe k'mnei chama, p'nei yoshu k'al p'nei levana, z'keinu shabu to armru, oi lo so busha, oi lo so klima, amulai chi mashli b'yom, Laila, Amr Olafan of Ribbon Shalom, Shraga Batira Maya Mahanya, Mashri Iger Sheva Chayereach, Lahoyer. The same idea, Lahoyer Arts. So that's why, Ein Mevarchim Alavona, El Balaila. Shinemar, Asi Erech Lamodo. So it's Lahoyer. Feel Beyom Shemesh. Kol Hani Mashri Shal Ora Hutzar, Shimei Yabu'unan Kagom Shinizkashu Hashamayim Ba'ovim, there is the Muslim Lavona, Rikia, but you can see the Lavana. In other words, this is the opposite case of the Sefer Yeshua. The Sefer Yeshua says you can't see the Lavana, but you can see the Or. Here he says you can see the Lavana, but you can't see the Or. So he says, Eilu Varachalel. Aval pi shenusach habracha hu al chiddush. Right, the nusach habracha doesn't speak about the Or. Lavana mashitchadesh. Chadesh Ater Sefer Shem Asidim the Chadesh Chadoshim. It's all about Chiddush Alavana. So maybe if you could see the Levana, even though you don't see any ore, maybe that should be okay according to the Pashtus. But he says no. He thinks that the Mishim Baruch Al Guf Chashuch Mishim Or Lachoshav Or Al Mitzvos Lo Sasem Shum Lo Sis the Brachal Vatolah. So he says it has to be Meir. It's not Meir, and that's how we normally assume. But so he's saying that even though Lamaisa, the Nusach HaBracha doesn't speak about the Or Shebo, but but these other Makaras,
Cloud,
right, he's not talking about this, the Shiloh with the Sefer Yeshua and the Nesivus.
Right, so is he learning it purely Berachas Hanan, or is it like a whole?
No, he's learning that it's a din of the Chiddush HaLavana, but the Iker of the Lavana is for the Or, it's a Tanai, but it's a Tanai that he calls his Likuva.
But you need both, and you can't just see the Or, not the Lavana.
Right, Mustafa, because he was had a Havamina, the whole Shiloh was to be done, and maybe the Levana enough is good enough. Because his whole Hanukkah is, the Iker is the Levana. That is the Chiddush HaLevana. But the Levana without or is the Chisarden, what the Levana is coming for.
Right, But to have the or with that.
But I think if the or Levana, he doesn't even, he's not even discussing that, but I think he would say for sure that wouldn't be good.
So the Shadow is the Levana on a cloud,
I mean,
day, he's assuming that the, when he says cloudy, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can't?
You,
you,
can
day,
see,
you
can't even
the,
see the Levana.
Right.
Right. Right. So he's assuming that at least he could see. Because if he could see it, so what are you going to make? It's not a Roa Levana with
Kedusha. Right, even though you see the or coming through the cloud.
Right. Right, he's not all made on that part of the Shaila. Could be because for him that's Pashat that. I would think, my Natiya is to think that. That he would say because there's nothing to talk about over there. The only thing he's done on is maybe if you see the Levana without the or, maybe that's good. Save Yeshua, hell no, you could just see the or without the Levana. But he's, you know, that's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing. And the Avudraham also. He says, I'm reading the Yerushalmi. Again, the Yerushalmi is what they say is the Masechta Sofer. Imruchen Rerecha, Chi Spasem, Yishpanoshim, Han Mosei Shabbos, Chi Varchal Psamim. Some say that's what it means. Yishom Achi Oro Shalomosok, Yispasem means the or. Vademene Milenu Zer, Vachashnai Mishloshi Yomim. Yerucha Ben Yomim, Eno Domene, Latzna Ben Yona, Zenachum Kasim Zuj, Ein Vorchim Alavona El Balayla. Shenem also yorech lemodim, amin b'shach sovim, amin yorech mosei Shabbos, etc., etc. Okay. Then we have the Sefer Alfasi Zuta. That's a very chosh of a Sefer. Alfasi, who wrote that? That's the Ramam Ipanu. Ramam Ipanu wrote a lot of Sfarim. So we saw, we saw the Tshuvas Ramam Ipanu, right? And then there's the Asimamaros of the Maramipanu. And then for some reason he wrote a sefer on Masechta Brachos. Just on Masechta Brachos called Alfasi Zuta. It's a chashuv sefer. So in this sefer Masechta Brachos, he discusses Gersina in Kiddush Levana a little bit. He says Gersina Perka Yubotkim Ad Masam Mevorkim Al Chodesh Asher Tismal Epigubasa, the Kamar of Yaakov Ad Zayin, the Adai Amri Ad Zayin, Alma Tzolomar Ad Tilos. So then he quotes the like he's the Mekubalim, he's a Mekubal himself. So Nogva Alma Tzolomar Ad Tilos Zayin, Rav Yaakov Mishas HaMolad, Hashav Mitzas Yom Kukulo. So he says, Tchila Zayin, Rav Yaakov Mishas HaMolad, Hashav Mitzas Yom Kukulo. So you don't even need what? The seventh day you can say Mitzas Yom Kukulo.
You don't
need Meis. You need Meis Leis, but you don't. The seventh Meis Leis could be just a Mitzas. But he, in his parish, he corroborates with what he says in the Ramam Ipanu that you're supposed to wait till Tchila Zayin.
Not a malos. What's the Mikvah Shem Mikulah?
Yeah.
Not a malos.
So who's it's 7 days. It's a malos in 7 days.
Just explain what meaning that no, it's and then he needs to wait till 7 days till that time again.
Right, seven times, but on the last seven.
You
need
6 to 7,
from
day 6 to day 7?
Right, well, you need seven days. So 7 to 8. 7 to 8. So that, Tchila Zayin is good enough. So then, if that was...
It's almost always going to be before Rosh Chodesh anyway.
Right.
So, by the seventh day of the month, certainly 7 days of the month, sixth day of the month might be
So would Motzai Shabbos, according to him, would have been?
So,
well, this past Motzai Shabbos...
No, not good enough.
It wouldn't have been good enough?
You have to wait till 4 in the morning, 4:32, 4:38.
No, for him, for his Shita.
Into the seventh day?
Yeah.
Not seven complete days.
Right.
Oh, it would have been enough.
So it would have been enough. Right. So according to the Al-Fasi Zuta, those that did at Motzai Shabbos, they got the jackpot.
Oh.
They got
an earlier minyan.
Yeah, they got an earlier minyan. We got in the later minyan. Rabbi Strauss said, when he was walking to Marv for the late minyan, he saw the Levana. And then we got in Marv. And then the time we were ready to do the Levana, it was gone. Thank you. But those that davened at the earlier minyan, they got it. So I'm saying they didn't get the mekubalim, but according to Al-Fasi Zuta, they got it.
But he owed six and half of the mashu.
Six complete. And, yeah. And then into the yeah.
I mean, a drop after six, or has to be six and a half, and then.
No, six to say Yom Kippur only means a little bit.
Oh, a little bit, okay.
I mean, for Shiva, it means the whole night plus a little into the day. Yeah. Right? In other words, we assume not like Rashi, that a person gets up from Shiva in the seventh day in the morning. Even though technically, the Chuvas Radvaz says that you should really be able to get up the night before, which that's the seventh day.
Well,
and he says maybe with Tzorach Mitzvah, there's some, you know, it could be. But Lemaisa, what people do is it's seven in the morning. But this is not Shaykh about the morning, this is the whole thing about the night. So you're saying Mitzvah Yom on the seventh is just a little bit into the seventh, the last of this, between the beginning of seven, that last unit.
So
the Nafkamina would be, this Motzai Shabbos. That those that did it on this Motzai Shabbos will get the heder of the Mekubalim, according to the Ramah Mipater.
Well, even the Ramah Mipater gives a little
bit. He said that if it's Motzai Gershom, you need to wait till after 3, you're okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so now, let's see. There's another halacha that you have to wait. You have to do Kiddush Levana at night. So we saw it quoted again. We saw it in the Rabbi Yerucham. We saw it in the Avudram. And now in the Shibboleth Halakhet. It says, Yesh Omrim She'en Levarach Ala Levana Ela Belayla. Yeah, right. That's right. So we'll have to see. Mustabed Shraga Matiyar Elamaya Hat Mahanya. Right? There's a famous statement in the Gemara Chulin that what benefit do we have from a candle in the daytime? Shraga Matiyar Elamaya Mahanya. So therefore, the light of the moon, what's the big deal?
Wouldn't
Shraga
mean the light of the moon?
No. Shraga means Shraga is a torch, a tiara in the daytime. Lamai Mahanya, what good does it do for me? So he's also part of that assumption that we saw in the Zakan Aaron, that it's the Chiddush HaLevana, but the eager of the Levana is its light. You know, which is because more hakatan, it's the more hakatan from Moshe's Morgan Amshel Yomur Sakart Amshel Malayla. It's a more. It's called a more. It's like the Shekhtar said over the Esra Moshe Soloveitchik. Where Shulchan Aruch does it say you can't have an Esrog Amorkov? So he says, State Esrog. So same thing. State Hamor. How do you know? Because this kind of Aaron's taina in the beginning when he's mefalpel is the bracha doesn't mention about, you know, about the light of the moon. But maybe the moon without the light is. We'll see.
No one is going to get stuck on a chiddush of my
tradition. The question is, what about the Rambam? Does the Rambam mention anything? I mean, maybe that's what they say about the Rambam. Right, the Rambam doesn't say anything about. Right, he doesn't have. You mean even if you didn't see it at all?
Right.
So I think they point out the same Kiddush Levana. Maybe that's the Rambam Shita, that you know, the sooner the better. Ikar is the first day. Sefer Kone, the first day. And that's it. Do it the first day.
Is
there any time that the Kiddush Levana is there with electricity that we wouldn't make the Kiddush Levana? No, because the word is that, yeah, the Kiddush Levana is the thing. It's tonight.
If we don't have it tonight, well, I'm saying, if you hold like every truth, pure Hanukkah, it's just that you don't have to see a
move.
You just nene me over.
But it doesn't mean, but say I'm not being nene. In other words, but I mean potentially nene.
We don't make on food, we say bracha shakos or ten to ten.
Right. Because it's not a birkas anene. Kiddush Levana is not a birkas anene. Kiddush Levana is a bracha ha-shevach on the fact that it went through this, you know.
During the day, there's no. That
yeah.
Should be
there. I think it's a separate. For those who hold that you have to be on Nana, and really, meaning you
don't have to see the moon. Just be Nana and. Don't says like we do by Havdalah. We go with our fingers to see that we can see.
There's a rock on the theoretical Hanoah that Hashem gave us the Hanoah of the moon.
Right.
Havdalah also because it was created, but not as just the size.
Right.
Yeah,
well, the
weren't
you? Right,
but
we are,
right.
That's
one
view.
Not about the
Gemara,
but the Gemara says it's because it was
a Nivra. Yeah. Okay, let's learn more. Let's see what we can see more.
I was thinking maybe it was the way it was created originally was on the side of the world that it gave light, so making a bracha, he's making a bracha.
Well, what did Yonah Chazan say? That he was traveling to Montreal? Say it over, what happened?
So every once in a while, we go to Montreal in the winter, there's a lot of snow on the side of the road.
You're driving a car to Montreal.
You're driving a car, and then when the moon is shining, the full moon, because the snow is like white and like glittering, very like, you know, the light reflects off the sun. So Mamish, it's like, not daylight, but a full moon with a lot of snow on the side, it's almost like daylight. You could turn off your headlights and you could still drive.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
We're down in the middle of like upstate New York, there isn't like electricity within a few miles.
Right.
But I know the first time I noticed that, I thought there was like a light, and I was just driving in the night top of the moon, sitting like an hour on top of the moon. You can turn off your headlights in the middle of the highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so now on page 14, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Harar levana b'chidush b'rach Hashem b'mor b'mor shkaka. Right, now the Ramah says, Eile kadesh ha-chom shal b'layla, b'esh ha-levana z'rachas. Benenim Meora. Right? That's Avudraham, Mordechai we saw. But the Mechaber, he doesn't say that. Now let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. Base, on page 15. Elam Alayla, Lafuki Ben Ashmashos. Shalavona Niris Ketzas Vadayin Huyom. But if it's still Ben Ashmashos, then it's not good. That's what Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said to me in the library. A lot of times the shuls like have Michamara back to back. And then they come out and they could see a moon, but it's technically still Bein HaShemashos.
Right.
So the Mishnah Berurah would say that you shouldn't...
Well, if you hold it to God,
yeah. Right, so the question is, right, if you hold it to Vilna Gaon, so around 25 minutes is already...
It's not quite 10 minutes. What? It's not quite 10 minutes.
Right, if they dive in Mamish back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
Back to back is only 15 minutes.
Like here, they're coming back to back.
Right.
Oh.
The summit 13 and a half minutes is only, like in winter time, it's like 10 to 15 minutes at the Shkia.
Okay. So now, we have to look here at some interesting svarim. One of my favorite svarim is the Hisoros Tshuva. Right? Ruby, one of my favorite svarim, page 16. Yeah, the Einikel, the son of the Ksav Sofer, who's the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. And he writes these very, everything he says is like labeding. Like, he's always like saying interesting things. He keeps life interesting. So he has the tshuva, 17. Can you make Kiddush Levana after Alos HaShachar? Right, it's still very dark, but technically it's Alos HaShachar. So maybe there was this din that they all say, oh, it has to be Malayla. Maybe technically it's Laila because that's when you get a Hanoa. But say you get Hanoa by Yom, but it's still that's the Shaila. Literally, Shemuto Lekadesh Alvana Gam Achar Alos HaShachar He Lo Niskam Shum Mokom Shadavka Malayla Mekadshim. Right, we saw five places. We saw five places. So it could be he means in the earlier sources. Right, in other words, where did we see it? Oh, we saw it in the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So that's pretty early. Yeah, right, in Shas, maybe. Ramah. Yeah. So let's look at the footnote, the Ikveh HaSofer. Says yeah, and the Ogur and the Avudraham. So he's quoting all these things. Beis Yosef, Loshon Ogur, Apizah Pasuk Ramah. Yeah. In other words, he's saying, yeah, it says Malayla, but maybe that's only Lafuke Ben HaShemashos. But say, you want to do it by Yom, when it's still very dark, maybe the only reason that it's saying Laila is Lafuke, you know, doing it earlier than the Laila. But if you do it later, in other words, what's the level of darkness of Harari? From absolute darkness to Alos HaShachar, how much lighter is it going to be?
Not much.
Right. So that's his point. The way he's explaining it, Ikveh Sofer, that maybe what the Hasoros Tshuva means to say is that the only, maybe when all these sources say Laila, they mean you have to wait till the Laila. But maybe once it's Laila and now it's still dark, but technically it's the next day, maybe that's also good. The Nenni Me'ora, you can maybe the Charlotte Kaddish.
Makes sense, because they said Charlotte is here right now.
Right. Right.
So in the morning, it's very, very dark.
Losha Ramosham Shakosuv Divina Shenenni Me'ora. Very Unenna. Now, I'm going to show you, now he's going to say something further. Okay, if you didn't have enough for this thing, he's going to say another thing. He's now going to refer to you to another tshuva of the Soros tshuva. About if you didn't light Hanukkah candles at night, could you light with a bracha after Alos HaShachar, the Neni Me'oro? You know, Rav Shechter has this thing, you know, basically according to him, like most people aren't Yotzei Neres Hanukkah, because he holds if the lights are on in the room, then that maybe you're not shragging b'tiara of mayahani, the name is chanukah. Yeah, so... Right.
Like the lights are like you with the sun.
Right, also the astonishment, but still, maybe... But maybe it's not a chetzah show. You know, so others didn't necessarily follow this.
So where does it say that you have to be nana for the Aron Arachanico?
Right.
Straight
in there. So from the Masechet Sofrim, right? That that's why we do it in the at night because of let's see. Mishlo Hidlik Nechanika Kol Halayla. Mutal Hadlik page 19 Mebracha Achar Amura Shachar. The Shaykh Lomar Shraga Matira Mayahani came in Dakati Lohir Ayom, Tshuva, nearly the Mutter. Taneis Chanukah, Taneis HaMenorah Hayah Bavale Gam Bayom, Shoy Dole Kol Shmoni Yomim Balai Lo Bayom. Right, he says, the Shita Sarabman, he says, that the Menorah was lit. Yeah, Bayom, Fizai Yaneis Hayah Dole Kach Bayom. So the Neis Chanukah was even by Yom, that it was lit, according to the Rambam, in the daytime also. So he says, I feel even though I'm going to say, Shem Chalkin, the Mekomokom Hayadolik Be'er V'er, from near Maravi, Ak B'yom Eino Yochol Lahadlik Ne'er Chanukah Shrug Ha'matir Ha'mayahani, Mekomokom Achar Muna Shachna Sha'od Lo Heir Hayom Kulo, V'neni Me'oro Shrug Ha'azmahani, Shita Sheyochol Lahadlik Be'vrach, also Shita Sheyochol Mitzvah Sekol Ha'layla. At the time of Mitzvah Sheyochol Ha'regel Ma'am Shuk, Mul Mitzvah Ben Ha'mufkar, Well, Yotzi Kol HaLayla, Pshat L'Zidon. So today we light, we're not limited. We light for Bnei HaBayis, Shemud L'Ha'ad Kol HaLayla. Zeb Yushov, Shechishev, Gam Mitzvah Zanogim Kol HaLayla. So he says, how come the Mishnah Megillah doesn't say that Chanukah is Kol HaLayla? Kol Mitzvosim HaLayla Kosher Kol HaLayla. No, 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 Chanukah, Masnisi Chashev Gam Kim Bili Drabon, Shosim Mitzvah Zanogim, Biyom Chishev Gam Kim Tzvios. Yushov, Yosha Shinusham Vesem Mosul Rak Ala Mura Shachar. Ne Chanaka Gam Achaka. Al Sheyer Hayom. Fiza Nicha Nami Hadalol Katani Gabi Kriyashma. Why did it say Kriyashma? It mentions all the things you can do the whole night. And it doesn't mention Kriyashma. Even though we paskin like Rabbi Gamaliel, but Sfos Ala Mura Shachar. Because he says, because we paskin also, but the Evid, you can say Kriyashma even until Beit Chamam the following day.
That's because people are still sleeping.
So he says that's why by Megillah you can only light up to Amun HaShacha, Shuvei Yechalikros. Came into Tolle B'Layla, Shalom Mashach is Yom. But he says maybe Ner Chanukah is not, it's just Tolle in when it's dark. She the Kodim says, Chom Agam Shehech Shechu Shrag Ma'ani, Mikol Mokom Adayim Lo Higiz Man Chiyuva Shal Oso Yom, Yesh Smachon says, Sheyuchu Lahadlik Achar Palak Mincha, Manfaskin in Misha Ma'adlik Achar Palak Mincha, Lahadlik Hasi Shal B'Layla Nafka, etc. So that's something he wants to talk about. Okay. Now, the Gaon, now we're going to see the Gaon. What does the Gaon say? Kiddush Levana, he writes, Maisa Rav, Eimach mitzim ha-mitzvah at-shiva achar ha-moivet. So he's clearly not with the Rav Yosef Shikatilia. But then, what bothers me more is he says, oh, ad motzai Shabbos. You shouldn't even wait till Motzai Shabbos. Rak tekef achas shlosha yomim me'amolad mekachim. So the question is, well, what about the Masechet Sofrim? Okay, mekachim kodim Tisha B'Av, right? That was his thing. Kodim Yom Kippur. Right? All the times that we are knowing not to, he dafka. So let's see what he says So look what he says in the bottom here, page 22. In the before Shemir, in the left bottom, page 22. Ein machmitzim mitzvah ayin tor, karsin mesach sofrim, ein mevarchim l'yirech el v'motzei Shabbos shehu mevusim. Chosim v'yitzel v'divir v'talmeni rabbeinu nir, shoy gres v'sofrim, ein mevarchim l'yirech el v'motzei Shabbos, shekosim v'sof perek tzvah, shachim v'sof v'sor, omim ein mevarchim l'vona, ad shetitzbasim. Each omim ad motzei Shabbos, shemvarchim l'savim, v'inzim z'kabal klal, the matam l'zeh, Nira, which a person is mismatic, was a Masubi Kalal, which also Mosuka Or. So he says, in other words, not everyone had the Girsa in the Masacha Sofrim, and Varchim Ali Rech Ella Bemosai Shabbos. They just had Eim Varchim Achet Tizbasim. And some say that doesn't mean Motzai Shabbos. That just means until you get Hanah from the Or. So even the Gaon is not going to say like you can do it the first day. Even the Gaon didn't. In other words, the Gaon wasn't a pure Rambam person. You would say, he's so big and not, but he was still choshish that you should have at least Beis of Gimel Yochanan. Whereas he's for sure not a Rav Yosef Jukatilia person, but he's not even a Rambam person. And he had a different gears in Masechta Sofrim, so Motzei Shabbos didn't play a role for him. But that's the Gaon Shita. There's no Indian. He's no hider to wait till Motzei Shabbos according to the Gaon. According to everyone else, they had the Girsa that Eim Avrachim had, you know, Eim Avrachim Ali Rech Elbe Motzei Shabbos.
That's what the Rebbe Yonah, he's passing on 3 days. The Rebbe Yonah, the whole 3 days is based on a different Girsa.
Yeah.
Of his passing on one of one, not the person.
Right.
So it makes sense that Rebbe Yonah wouldn't have a Girsa on the Shabbos because
he
doesn't have a whole
Mephathim
thing on the
garbage,
only
for
1 month.
Yeah.
So the Grohl, there's no Indian at all to stand when he goes?
There's no Indian. Even if it's a question of waiting, say Rosh Chodesh was on it was a time that you don't have to wait too long to get till, let's say, Shabbos. He would say, there's no Maya Fakir, do it now. Why should you wait?
What about Rovam?
Now you have to say for Likutei Chover Ben Chaim. He's a Talmud of Chasam Sofer, right? The Marsheshach. Right? Is that the Marsheshach? No, that's the Chos Yeshuas. No, that's somebody else. Marsheshach is the Chos Yeshuas, it's somebody else. Yeah. So he has a piece here on page 26. Sim Tov Chavov, Mogen Avram. Chosim Yeshim Fogin, Chubis Hagon. Kaddish Lel Shvi. He quotes the sheet of Lel Shvi. Mori Hagon Zatzal, that's the Chasam Sofer, Reisi Shechal El Shvi, Veloya Eden Mitchilas Halayla Zayin Shleimim. Even if it was Lel Shvi, but it wasn't Zayin Shleimim, Lo Ratzo L'Kaddish. So Chasam Sofer kept 7, but real 7, not just the Alfasi Zuta. Yeah, so his grandson, what did he say? He said you should do, can even do it. Well, he wasn't.
Different topic,
right. Yeah, we'll see. There is going to be a steer in the Chasam Sofer coming up. But so far, we haven't gotten there. But it's interesting what the Soros Shuvah says, it's not like Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah has to be that. In the Chanukah, you could say that Masakin every day is a separate key of Chanukah. His Kiddush in Chanukah is a bigger Kiddush than his Kiddush about the Kiddush Lamana. I would be willing to make a bracha on, you know, Kiddush Levana when it's pitch dark. I remember, you know, sometimes you wake up for Slichas and it's, you know, it's like pitch dark out, you know. So I could see making a bracha for Kiddush Levana. But for Neir's Chanukah, Pashtus is that once, they were Masakin Neir's Chanukah, the Takana Derabonon, every day is its own, you know, so that, I think he went a little far. But it's an interesting tshuva. But every tshuva of the Soros tshuva is always a good, an interesting, it's always something to think about. Always something to think about, everything he wrote. So I would recommend, if you don't own a Soros tshuva, to buy a Soros tshuva. I don't know if they're selling it this far sale, but that's what I would recommend to... That's what I would recommend.
What he said, I think your shaman was that there's no famous marshes in the morning, only in the evening. It was your shaman like
that. Yeah, there's famous your shaman.
I've heard that your shaman is wrong, because the shaman is yom right away, as soon as all of the stuff are hit.
Yeah.
Mine is yom.
Yeah.
And then
yom. Yeah, yom. Are you asking for the Kiddush Levana or for the...
Yeah,
but Lebaisa, he's saying even the poskim that say it should be Malayla, it's not a din of Laila per se. It's not a halacha of Laila. It's a halacha that that's the zman of getting Hanah. So even though technically it's Yom...
It's not going to be right up the night. It's
got to be... There's going to be a time that you're going to say it's a little bit too much. But say you forgot to be Kaddish Levana, you woke up and it's mamish holding by Alos HaShachar and it's still pretty dark. It's technically... Yeah. There is a time that even he would agree. But he's saying, you know, it's not Heyer Mizrach yet. It's not Heyer Mizrach, but it's still...
Farkai.
Okay. So that's what he... I think that's Mustafa, but the Chanukah thing I think is a bit, he went too far with the Chanukah. So you can lighten his Chanukah already after Alos HaShachar. That I think is a takana in the day. Every day they made a takana.
It's all the same day. It's all the same day. You
can
light like a mincha the previous day. You can light the fourth day. Today is the fourth day. It's already.
No, but they made it. Yeah, there I think they made it. Because that's already considered night. At night, right? But once, right.
How long is it burned at night?
Right, but.
It's the same day.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the same day. Yeah, but the point is, so it burns at night,
which is the right of the new night of the lighting. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well.
Okay,
so
Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue, Mr. Shem.
Who will see the Maestro?
Talmud from the Gulf.
And then who will...